Okay, for this final video, I just want to walk through the action guide. And this is and this action guide is directly related to the hot seat application in case you want to apply for a hot seat. So this looks like a lot of work as we walk through here, but you're going to find that you've already done most of this work if you kept up with the homework in the first three modules. So first, I want you to go ahead and fill out, describe your prospect, and then fill out what are your prospect's top fears and frustrations, what are their dreams and aspirations, and what are their hot points. Now, we've pounded this stuff into the ground because this is the cornerstone of your launch. And you probably did this in module one. So if you'd like to, you can cut and paste it from module one into here. Probably if you're a superstar, you want to have the absolute best results, then you can go and take a look at what you did in module one and then basically reflect on that, think about it, check it out, and see if if any of that has changed, matured, or altered at all through the work you've done since then. And of course, remember that as you get into the launch, you're going to further refine that. But go ahead, take a look at module one and either cut and paste it in here or fill it out with fresh eyes based on what you've learned since you went through module one. Okay, next, after in module two, we took the information up above and we basically used that to create your story. We went through that exercise where we used your answers from the first module to create your story in module two. So go ahead and fill in your story here. You can cut and paste it from module two, or you can just, if you want to take a look at what you wrote in module two and refine it at all, then go ahead and do that here. Okay, now I want you to write down your offer. So basically, you want to write down what's going to be included in your offer. I want you to write down any bonuses you're going to include. And distinguish, well, first of all, put down all your bonuses. But now if you have some of those bonuses planned as being, you know, fast mover bonuses that will be available at the beginning of the launch, then note that. And if you have some that are planned for the end of the launch that might go away at the end of the launch, go ahead and note that as well. Okay, so this is going to be straight out of your homework from module three. Now we want to talk about your pre-launch content. And this homework, if you did this in module three, it's probably changed after what you just saw here in module four. So you might want to think it through again. You might want to refine what you wrote, but you can go back to module three. Now put down what are you going to do for pre-launch content? Like, what are the broad topic areas? Or even if it's beyond broad, if you've narrowed it down to, you know, this first one is going, if it's learning guitar, this first one's going to be about tuning your guitar, and you're going to do a video on it. So go ahead, write down your ideas for pre-launch content, you know, how many different pieces of pre-launch content you're planning, and what format they're going to be in. Are they going to be screen capture video? Are they going to be full motion video? Are they going to be PDF reports? You're going to do teleseminars, whatever. Go ahead and write those down. Okay, once again, this is from module three. That's where we talked about objections. Now remember, you're going to get a much better handle on objections once you get into the launch. That's really what the pre-launch and the pre-pre-launch is about, is defining these objections. But I want you to go ahead and think through what they're going to be right now. So go ahead and put your first three objections down here. Again, this is from module three, so you can cut and paste there. You might want to refine them with what you've picked up now in module four. And then as soon as you do that, then scroll on down and put down your answers to those three objections. Okay, now I want you to write down your scarcity elements. You might have already started to touch on this up above when you were writing down your bonuses, but go ahead and write down what's your plan for your scarcity elements, what's your plan for initial scarcity, your fast mover bonuses right at the start of the launch, and what's your plan for scarcity at the end of the launch. In other words, what's the bad thing that happens if people don't act before the end of the launch? You really want to have this in place, some type of scarcity at the end of the launch, because that will spike your results like you would not believe it. So go ahead and stop the video and write those in now. Okay, next and finally, let's talk about your overall launch plan. So what type of launch are you planning on doing? An internal launch, a big JV launch, a seed launch, an e-commerce launch, or something else that I haven't covered yet or I haven't invented yet, something you came up with? And then tell me, how long will your pre-launch be and how long is your launch going to be? And then if you want to put in for a hot seat, go ahead and put it in here. I've also got another entry at the end. If you have any other things you want to tell me about your launch, go ahead and fill that in. And I'm going to be using this data to create or to do some hot seats going forward. So that's it for module 4. But make sure you go through this homework, because I think you're going to get a lot out of it. This document right here will give you a huge head start on your launch plan.